Welcome to day 11. You know, last week we talked about six essentials to deepening our prayer life. And now this week, as we continue, we've been talking about six hindrances to prayer. And so we've covered a few of those so far. And we've said that many Christians pray, but not every Christian prays effectively. And the Bible indicates there are certain ways in which our prayers can be hindered. And so we're talking about six of those hindrances. Now let's cover the fourth hindrance today. Hindrance number four is this: wrong motives. Where do we get this? Well, we're going to pick up on a passage of scripture we looked at yesterday in the book of James. Look what James has to say. He said, "You do not have because you do not ask God." Now again, that's the hindrance of prayerlessness. But then he goes on to say, "When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures." When you ask, he is talking about praying. He says, you do not receive. In other words, your prayers will not be answered. Why? Because you ask with wrong motives. So it's clear from this passage that wrong motives can hinder our prayers. But how do we know if our prayers are being offered up with wrong motives? We'll look back again at how this verse ends, and let's look at it in a different translation. He said, "You ask and don't receive because you ask with wrong motives, so that you may spend it on your evil desires." So prayers that are prayed with wrong motives are those that are motivated by evil desires, such as selfishness, jealousy, rivalry. When our prayers are motivated by evil desires, it will hinder our prayers. For example, you know, when I first started in ministry, I was a youth pastor at what used to be one of our multi-sites. And part of my job, along with two other people on staff, was to clean the church every Friday. And I remember one Friday I was mopping the auditorium floor and I started praying something to this effect. I said, "Lord, I have so much more to offer than mopping floors. This is not for me. Lord, would you just get me up on the stage so I can start blowing people away with my preaching?" That's an example of a prayer offered with wrong motives. When I look back, I am so aware of how a lot of my early prayers were motivated by selfish desires to advance my own name instead of God's name. That's not a prayer God desires to answer. He didn't, and I kept mopping that floor many times after because the Lord was using that time to purify my desires. And over the many years, he's had to teach me that while it's a privilege to preach God's word, it's about advancing God's name. And so one of the ways we can hinder our prayers is just through our selfish desires to advance our own name. Another way we pray with wrong motives is when, as another author has put it, when my focus is on primarily what I want from God rather than what he wants for me. So as we close out this time this morning, I want to give you a simple exercise to check your motives and help you pray with greater effectiveness. See, we need the Lord's help if we're going to do this. That's why the book of Proverbs says, "All a person's ways seem pure to them, but motives are weighed by the Lord." So sometime today, I want you to write out a few of the prayers you've been praying during this fast, and then I want you to invite the Holy Spirit to weigh your motives and intentions. And as you reflect, ask God to help you pray with pure and right motives. I'm praying for you today, and I'm praying that the Holy Spirit would sensitize your spirit to his voice today. I look forward to being with you again tomorrow.